From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Iraq is facing its starkest security challenge this year as Shiite militiamen loyal to anti-American cleric Muqtada al-Sadr battle Iraqi government forces in Basra, Baghdad, and several other Iraqi cities. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports from Baghdad.
Iraqi security forces swarmed Basra on Monday, saying it would rid the southern city of rogue militiamen linked to Sadr's Mehdi army. The Iraqi-led offensive set off intense fighting, which eventually migrated north to Baghdad. Fighting in the capital has been concentrated in eastern Baghdad and on the Green Zone, where mortars and rockets have been fired over the past 3 days. Technically, there's still a seven-month-old ceasefire between the Mehdi army and Iraqi and U.S. forces. Sadr has said that hasn't changed. Instead, he's called for his followers to observe a nationwide strike until the crackdown on the Mehdi army members in Basra is stopped. Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki, for his part, has given the militias 72 hours to lay down their arms. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News, Baghdad.
Republican presidential candidate John McCain was in Los Angeles today, delivering what was termed a major foreign policy address. The presumed GOP nominee called on the U.S. to work more cooperatively with allies, saying despite the nation's great power, that does not entitle it to do whatever it wants. McCain also said he believes pulling all U.S. forces out of Iraq would be the wrong move.
It would be an unconscionable act of betrayal, a stain on our character as a great nation, if we were to walk away from the Iraqi people.
In his speech to the Los Angeles World Affairs Council, McCain criticized his Democratic rivals, accusing them of seeking a path he said will eventually draw the U.S. into a wider and more difficult war. McCain's comments follow a recent fact-finding trip to the Middle East. President Bush met with the Joint Chiefs of Staff today at the Pentagon to talk about Iraq. They raised concerns about an overstretched military. The president's meeting with the chief comes 2 weeks before the American ground commander in Iraq, General David Petraeus, is scheduled to brief Congress. NPR's Tom Bowman has more.
The last time Petraeus gave an update on Iraq was 6 months ago, but defense officials say the chiefs would like to see more frequent assessments from Petraeus about the conditions on the ground, perhaps every month or so, and whether more troops can come home. The chiefs are behind Petraeus' request for a so-called pause in troop reductions after the summer to make sure its security improvements are lasting. By July, the number of U.S. troops is expected to drop to 140,000 from the current 156,000. But the chiefs also sent these messages to the president. Concerns about other global problems like Afghanistan, the strain of long deployments on soldiers and their families. Tom Bowman, NPR News, the Pentagon.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 109 points to close at 12,422. The NASDAQ was down 16 points. The S&P fell 11. This is NPR. Giant Citigroup said today it has reached a deal to pay out more than $1.5 billion to creditors of failed energy trading company Enron, who lost money when the company collapsed in 2001. Citigroup is the last of a number of defendants named in what was dubbed a mega claims lawsuit filed against 11 banks and brokerages in connection with the collapse of the Houston-based company. The suit alleged that Enron, with the help of banks like Citigroup, kept creditors in the dark about the company's true financial condition. Before filing for bankruptcy, Enron was the seventh largest energy trading company in the U.S. About 10,000 current and former African-American employees of the Walgreens drugstore chain will split a multi-million dollar settlement in two race discrimination suits. From member station KWMU in St. Louis, Matt Sepik reports.
The U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission claimed Walgreens assigned many of its black managers and pharmacists to low-performing stores and to those in predominantly black neighborhoods. The consent decree approved by a federal judge in East St. Louis yesterday resolves both the EEOC lawsuit filed last year as well as a class action suit from 2005. The workers will share $20 million. The plaintiffs, whose names are in the lawsuit, will get about $300,000 each. In the agreement, the company does not admit to any wrongdoing. A spokeswoman says Walgreens began implementing the consent decree in July when the judge gave his initial approval. For NPR News, I'm Matt Sepik in St. Louis.
Nation's manufacturing sector showed more signs of strain last month. The government says orders for durable goods, costly items like automobiles and air conditioners, fell for a second straight month in February, dropping by 1.7%. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.